We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Senator Amy Klobuchar joins us here on WCCO this morning at 7:21.
Hey, Dave.
What's new?
Oh, just a few things. School closing, snow. Yeah. I can't believe all the snow. As you know, when I announced my candidacy for president, there was a little bit of snow.
Boy, yeah. How about that day when you did that? That was a pretty good photo ops, I would think. It looked pretty good here in Minnesota.
Yeah, but I got to watch it later, and it was like watching yourself grow old in 20 minutes. Because I have more and more white on my head. And then everywhere I've gone, it's like I bring the snow with me. It's true. Iowa, New Hampshire. Now I'm back here.
I did notice that.
Not a big snow. Yeah.
In fact, I did mention on the air, wherever you were going, it was snowing. So I hope that doesn't hurt your chances here at all running for president.
It's like I have a permanent snow globe over my head.
Well, those of us who like to ski and snowshoe and snowmobile and ice skate, we're all for it.
It's good. It's all good.
Okay. So what was the turning point? When did you decide that you were going to run for president? What was it that propelled you to make that announcement?
All the times you asked me on the radio.
You were tired of it. I thought that was it.
And this is my first live radio interview since announcing it has to be with you. So in any case, what happened was I really decided over a period of time. I didn't make a decision on it till probably, January, something like that. And then I talked to my family, over the holidays, and they were all good with it. And then I really had to decide if I had what it takes to do this, and I do, and that I felt I would be a good president, and I do. And then you have to, get support, and I was so pleased by all those people showing up on sleds and cross-country skis and coming out in your own state, and then you go from there. And so far, we've had some really great events. We started in Eau Claire and had hundreds of people there and in a cafe, and then we went down to Mason City, Iowa, and also had a huge event with the overflow crowd. So I'm feeling pretty good about how it's going.
It's going to be a crowded Democratic field, as you're well aware. What makes you stand out?
Well, first of all, I'm from the heartland, and I am someone that is proud of that and have been able to work both in urban and suburban and rural areas. And a lot of people have been focused on that rural-urban divide, as you know, and I believe I'm someone that can bridge that. It's one of the reasons I announced in front of the Mississippi River to make the point that we need to cross our bridge, a sturdy bridge over this river of divides that's been developing in our country. And it's really bothered me, all the shutdowns and the showdowns, the grandstanding and the gridlock. And I felt it was time to bring some heartland economics and common sense into the White House.
Interesting piece from a respected writer at the Washington Post who compared you, and I want to get your thoughts on this, to John McCain.
Well, that's an honor. John and I were friends, and I think that no one could quite be John McCain. That's impossible given what he went through in his life, prisoner of war, in a small cell that I got to visit with him once. I could not believe that he lived there for 5.5 years being tortured, and then came home and decided to go into public service. And the last time I saw him was actually at his ranch with my husband John and Cindy, and he pointed to a line in his book that said, there is nothing more liberating than fighting for a cause larger than yourself. And so that actually motivated me to also do this, because I'm someone that believes that you've got to put your country first, that you have to work across the aisle, get things done. I stand my ground when I should, but I also think it's important to look at the bigger cause of our country and our democracy. And I really feel that that's at risk right now, given some of the attacks from foreign countries, from Russia, what we've seen, the tweets every day from the White House. And I think we need to get to a better place and a higher ground in our politics. And that's something John McCain worked on every day.
Bernie Sanders announced yesterday that he will run for president. Any reaction to that?
He is someone we actually came into the Senate together. We've worked on prescription drugs together, and I hope that's something that he will be talking about. But I think you can see it's going to be a vigorous campaign. And he and I once actually did a debate together. We were on debated Senator Graham and Senator Cassidy about whether or not the Affordable Care Act should be repealed. So we've worked together in the past.
As you analyze that field of candidates, your toughest opposition, who will that be?
I think that's hard to say. There's a number of people, but I think my job is just to keep my eye on our campaign and what we're doing and our strategy, and that's to really get out there and not just go to big urban areas, which I will do, but also to the rural areas. I just did a town hall in New Hampshire. I was one of the first candidates to do that. I just think it's really important to get out there and answer people's questions and present what you want to do and be honest with them.
Minnesota's Attorney General joined the fight against President Trump. Your thoughts on the reaction to Keith Ellison?
Well, this is about, I think, 16 states joined this, and this is about this wall. And as you know, we actually reached an agreement in Congress. I voted for that agreement for some border funding for a mixture of things, personnel and fence and barriers and work on the ports of entry where we see a lot of drugs coming in. So we just reached that agreement and that avoided the shutdown. And then I was pretty surprised the president then headed right into doing this anyway, even though Congress had given him a bunch of money. He decided he's going to go ahead anyway. And the reason those lawsuits are happening is that there's a real fear that this is unconstitutional. I think it is. And then also the money's going to come from other important security matters like military funding for housing and other things. So I think that's the reason you're seeing such a pushback.
Was it a good move by Minnesota to get involved in that?
I think it is, because this is a constitutional issue and it's also a funding issue. The funding that he claims he's going to take for this wall, which of course is not just barriers, it would be a wall across the entire border, is coming from other sources. The money has been appropriated for that. That's a Washington term, but it means the money's supposed to be going to certain security things like military. And he is now saying he's going to take that money and put it to the wall. And that's just not how we do things in our democracy.
Senator, that new Green Deal, as you know, is getting a lot of attention with some flaws here and there. I want to know your thoughts on that.
Sure. Well, I think it's important to have this discussion, and it's important to put this aspiration of reaching a better point with greenhouse gases. We had the warmest year last year in history, top four years. This was one of the top 4 years in history. And the reason is because we're seeing more greenhouse gases and changes in our climate. And I think everyone has now started to agree on that. The problem is we're not doing anything. And that's why I laid out the idea of, one, getting back in the International Climate Change Agreement. We're the only country not in it. And two, doing something about clean power rules. And we've methodically worked, now they're on the cutting room floor. And then doing something more on gas mileage standards, as well as trying to improve buildings. We just can't let this happen. Our homeowners insurance in this country is up 50% in 10 years. And that's going to continue because of the rising sea levels and the really surprising weather events we're seeing in the Midwest, the wildfires out on the West Coast and in Colorado. We're going to see more and more of that if we don't start getting our act together.
Well, I'll let you go on what's going to be a busy day. What's on your agenda today, by the way?
Well, today I'm going to be making a lot of calls and doing some work with our office as well. I still put Minnesota first when it comes to my work. And so we've got some bills that we just introduced, and I'm trying to get authors on some other bills. I'm introducing my bill again next week to register all voters across the country when they turn 18. We're doing some work with the Liberian community. I just did a letter on that with the delegation yesterday, and just a lot of work for Minnesota today.
Okay, well, it's good to hear you're still our senator as well, then, because I did get a question on the text line. Can you still be a senator, effective senator,
yes,
as you're running for president?
I am always an effective senator, and that will never stop.
Okay, well, now,
and I will always go on your show.
I gotta think of a new question. It's only been about 8 years since I've been asking about the presidential thing. So
I know, and now it happened, and you feel like you were ahead of your time.
Yeah,
right?
Kind of a modern day Nostradamus, but
that's you.
But yeah. Here's I'm not bragging, but that's just how I roll. But the question, how about this? How about this one? I'll ask you this every time we talk. Who's going to be your vice presidential candidate? And I'm not saying I'm available, but
Are you trying to put your name up there? I've got some real bad news for you. I heard that you can't be from the same state. And I haven't checked that myself, but that's a rumor I heard. You can't have the president and the vice president from the same state. So that would mean you would have to move.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'll stay here. All right.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Excellent. See you soon.
There's presidential candidate and United States Senator Amy Klobuchar, WCCO News, is coming up after traffic and weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.